Good evening. I'd like to call this regular meeting of the City of Unalaska City Council to order on Tuesday, June 9th, 2026 at 6 p.m. Let's see. Let me ask Councilman Coleman to read our mission statement.
To provide a sustainable provide a sustainable quality of life through excellent stewardship of government.
Thank you. Both Mayor Tudor-Yakov and Vice Mayor Tungle are unable to attend in person, so a motion to appoint a mayor pro tem would be in order.
Move to appoint Thomas Bell as mayor pro tem.
Second.
The motion is moved by Councilman Coleman, seconded by Councilman Luby. I believe we need a roll call vote on this, so I'll ask for a roll call vote.
Yes, Mr. Bell? Mr. Bell?
I'll abstain.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Longo? Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Chastain? Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Mr. Tudyakov?
I believe this motion, since it's not a substantive motion, doesn't need a supermajority, just a simple majority.
Yes, Mr. Mayor Pro Tem.
Yeah, so on a vote of 3-0 in the affirmative, the motion carries. All right, let me ask for a roll call. City Clerk, can you please call the roll?
Mr. Bell?
Here.
Ms. Coleman?
Here.
Mr. Longo? Ms. Luby?
Here.
Mr. Chastain? Mr. Tungle?
Here.
Mr. Tudyakov?
Here.
All right, we do have a quorum. Councilman Chastain and Councilman Longo are both excused. If all would join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. Let's see, recognition of visitors. I just want to welcome everyone that is here in chambers. It's good to see everyone's smiling faces this evening. See, we'll move on to adoption of the agenda. Can I get a motion and a second to adopt the agenda?
I move to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Coleman, seconded by Councilman Luby. Are there any objections? Discussion.
I move to amend the agenda to remove item 15A, resolution 2026-35 to the next council meeting on June 23rd, 2026.
Second.
The amendment is moved by Councilman Coleman, seconded by Councilman Luby. Is there any discussion? Hearing no discussion, I'm going to take a vote on the amendment.
Hello.
That was Mr. Tungle. Mr. Tungle, did you have any questions?
I think that's the mayor. That's the mayor.
Oh, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, I want to know what resolution what that was. It went so quickly, I didn't get it.
Mr. Mayor, the motion is to remove the regular agenda item to adopt a resolution authorizing the city manager to sign an agreement with IBUP, as they have not informed us that the agreement has been ratified by the bargaining unit yet.
Okay.
All right. Is there any more discussion on the amendment? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, can you get a roll call vote?
Yes, sir. Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
All right. Motion passes 4-0, or the amendment passes. Is there any discussion on the main motion to amend or to adopt the agenda? Hearing no discussion, Madam Clerk, going to get a roll call vote on the agenda as amended.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes. All right, on a vote of 4-0, the agenda is adopted. Let's move on to item 6, approval of minutes of the previous minute meeting. May I have a motion and a second to approve the proposed minutes of the regular meeting held May 26, 2026, and special meeting held May 30th, 2026, and June 2nd, 2026, as presented.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of May 26, 2026, the special meeting of May 30th, 2026, and June 2nd, 2026.
Second.
All right. The motion is moved by Councilman Luby, seconded by Councilman Coleman. Any discussion, though? Hearing no discussion, Madam Clerk, can we get a roll call vote?
Yes, Mr. Mayor Pro Tem. Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
On a vote of 4-0, the previous meeting minutes are approved. Next on the agenda are the reports. City manager report is first, and I'll turn this over to our interim city manager, Mr. Hogue.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor Pro Tem. My written report was attached for your review, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have on that. I do have one piece of information to share that you may or may not have seen recently. Our fiber internet that was broken near Kodiak, Chignik Bay a couple weeks ago. The cable innovator repair vessel got on scene on Saturday, and GCI is estimating they should have that fully repaired by Friday this week.
Thank you, interim city manager. Is there any questions from council? Anyone in the chambers? Hearing none. Mr. Tungle, did you have, or Councilman Tungle, did you have any questions?
No question.
And Mayor Tudyakov, did you have any questions?
No, I don't. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Hearing no questions, we'll move on to the item B here, which is boards and commissions minutes. Those minutes are included in the packet. There's no presentation on those. If there's any questions, I'll entertain them. Hearing none, we'll move on to community input and announcements. This is time for members of the public to provide information to council or to make announcements of interest to the community. Please come to the podium, use the microphone, and state your name. Everyone gets 3 minutes, and council will not engage in dialogue. Does anyone present wish to speak?
Good evening. Albert Burnham for PCR here with a few announcements for some upcoming events. We've got a lot of stuff happening over the next few weeks, starting with a community swim meet, which will be held on June 17th. You can sign up for that at the community center lobby or at the pool. Then we have our Juneteenth event, which is going to be at Burmero Chapel on Friday the 19th. There's going to be free food and music and some other things to celebrate Juneteenth. Then we have our summer solstice run, which this year happens to fall on Father's Day. So a great opportunity for dads to get out there and run with their kids. This year we're offering the cup that you can see in the picture for those that run and would like to get that. That's at Carly Moses Harbor. It's 2 miles. And then lastly, we have our 4th of July festivities, which are going to kick off on the 4th at 12 noon. And from 12 to 1, we will have this Uncle Sam Jam, which is going to have music and barbecue located in the parking lot over there at the school. And community members will be able to vote for their favorite barbecue. We're getting a lot of interest from folks signing up to participate in that. So there should be some good food and some good music, and we'll have our fingers crossed for good weather. And then immediately following that, we will have our 4th of July parade starting at 1 o'clock. And so we're looking for any businesses, organizations, families that want to decorate their car to participate in that. The more the merrier. And so those are the things that we've got coming up. Thank you.
Thank you, Albert. Sounds like there's going to be some fun events coming up here. So thanks. City Clerk, were there any written comments submitted, or does anyone on Teams or the phone wish to speak?
There was a written comment submitted, Mr. Mayor Pro Tem, and it's from USAFE. So USAFE would like to remind everyone that Unalaska will be celebrating Pride this Friday, June 12, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Burmero Chapel. Please come and join us for food, family, and fun, and help us celebrate the freedom to live authentic lives and create families filled with love. If you have questions, please call 907-581-1500.
All right. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Is there anyone else in chambers? All right. Next, we'll move on to public comment on agenda items. This is a time for members of the public to provide information to council regarding items on the agenda if they don't want to wait until the item comes up on the regular agenda. To comment later during the regular agenda, you will need to sign up with the city clerk. Please come to the podium. Use the microphone and state your name. Everyone gets 3 minutes, and council will not engage in dialogue. Does anyone present wish to speak? Madam Clerk, were there any written comments submitted, or does anyone on Teams or the phone wish to speak?
No one made an indication, sir, and no written comments submitted either.
Thank you. We'll go ahead and move on to the next item, which is the consent agenda, on which there are 4 items. Absent a request by a council member to move the item to the regular agenda for discussion, the consent agenda is adopted without discussion with a single vote. And I'll read the titles here. The titles of the consent agenda are Resolution 2026-31, authorizing the interim city manager to sign the fiscal year 2027 community schools agreement between the City of Unalaska and Unalaska School District. Resolution 2026-32, authorizing the interim city manager to extend the term of the professional service agreement with Robertson, Monongo, and Esta, LLC for an additional term. Excuse me if I butchered those. Resolution 2026-33, authorizing the city manager to extend the term of professional services agreement with Diane Bloomer of Navigate Alaska, doing business as Bloomer and Associates for an additional term. And Resolution 2026-34, authorizing the interim city manager into a professional services agreement with Kelty and Associates for fisheries and marine-related natural resources consulting services. May I have a motion and a second to adopt the consent agenda?
I move to adopt the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion is moved by Councilman Coleman, seconded by Councilman Tungle. May I request a roll call vote?
Ms. Levy?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes. On a vote of 4-0, the consent agenda is adopted. All right, let's move on to the regular agenda. Persons wishing to speak on the regular agenda items must sign up with the city clerk. There's 3-minute time limit per person. Item on the agenda here is Ordinance 2026-11, amending the fee schedule, specifying the fees and charges for services, labor, and equipment provided by the city effective July 1st, 2026. May I have a motion and a second to introduce Ordinance 2026-11 and schedule it for public hearing and second reading on June 23rd, 2026.
I'll move to introduce Ordinance 2026-11 and schedule it for public hearing and second reading on June 23rd, 2026.
Second.
All right. Motion is moved by Councilman Coleman, seconded by Councilman Luby, and I'll turn it over to the city manager to introduce.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem and Council. Each year, staff review the city's fee schedule and bring forward recommended updates for your consideration. The rate adjustments and clarifications that staff are recommending this year are reflected in the fee schedule that is attached to the first reading of the ordinance tonight. Directors are available to answer any specific questions that you may have or discuss rationale behind individual changes as council desires, and final adoption of the fee schedule will be requested at the next regular meeting.
Thank you. Is there any council discussion? Councilman Luby?
Yeah, on the ports on the Bobby Stores Harbor, I was curious. I didn't see an annual fee, and I thought there was an annual one. Or is it just monthly paid annually, maybe? Or I'm just curious. It seems like it would be a good thing to have an annual one, but.
Councilman Luby. Scott Brown, Park Director. There's a daily and a monthly, essentially. And how it works is we have our annual, but it's basically the monthly multiplied by 12. So there is commonly confusion. Everybody, it used to be an annual, and then everybody would, primarily our local people, would couldn't afford the annual all in one lump, so they wanted to spread that out either in monthly payments or semi-annual payments. So they revised the fee schedule just to reflect daily and monthly, so there is the two categories. As well, it matches with how Carl Moses is operated too, which there's commonly confusion between small boat harbor and fee schedule for the Carl Moses as well, thinking there's three tiers in there.
Okay, yeah, I was just curious of why, because I thought there was an annual, so thanks.
Yeah, it's the same as the monthly.
Councilman Tungle, did you have any questions?
No question, thank you.
And Mayor Tudiakoff, did you have any questions?
No, I don't at this time.
Thank you, sir. All right. City Clerk, has anyone signed up to provide public comment?
No, sir. No one signed up.
All right. Hearing no further discussion, I'll restate the motion here. And the motion is to introduce Ordinance 2026-11 and schedule it for public hearing and second reading on June 23rd, 2026. Madam Clerk, can I get a roll call vote?
Yes, sir. Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes. Okay, on a vote of 4-0, Council has introduced and scheduled Ordinance 2026 to public hearing and second reading on June 23rd, 2026. Moving right along tonight, aren't we? Council directives to the city manager. Are there any directives, Council? All right. Hearing none, we'll move on to community input and announcements. This is a final opportunity to provide information to Council or to make announcements. The 3-minute time limit applies. Are there any further announcements? City Clerk, any other written comments? Does anyone on Teams or the phone wish to speak?
No, sir. No one made an indication by Teams and no other written comments submitted.
All right. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is an executive session. Can I get a motion and a second to go into executive session?
Move to go into an executive session to discuss personnel and financial matters related to the IBUP contract negotiation, which, if discussed in public, might negatively impact the interest of the city, and to discuss negotiation strategy and financial impacts related to the Tootie Golf Park lease, the immediate knowledge of which would adversely affect finances of the city, as permitted by AS 44.62.310(c)(3), and to discuss potential participation by the City of Unalaska in Center for Biological Diversity versus National Marine Fisheries Service, case number 326-CV-00154-ACP, including potential litigation strategy discussion with legal counsel.
Second.
Motion made by Councilman Coleman, seconded by Councilman Luby. If there are no objections, we'll move into executive session at 6:22 p.m.
Karen, should I just stay on this line for the executive session?
Yes, Mr. Tungle. And Mr. Mayor, please stay on the line as well as Mr. Cassiola. All the rest, good evening, and thank you for joining. We'll be removing you from the meeting.
Okay, thank you. I'll stand by.
Okay, back in regular session here. During executive session, no action was taken other than to give direction to staff and legal counsel. That being said, all the items on the agenda have been completed. We are adjourned at 7:48 p.m.